Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Nia.
One of our, thank you.
Oh, sure.
How did KPF, do you know how KPFT managed to fulfill its role in completing the budget on time?
They adhered to the budget timeline. They worked together, the staff, the LSB, the finance committee. They've had a manager who's been there who has the process and has worked with the staff. They know each other. I think they know and respect each other, particularly in terms of this finance, in terms of getting the budget. You know, you have a manager also who is very careful each month of looking at the expenses. You have a business manager who knows the business manager process. When I was working in New York during those two jobs for 6 months, we had Markeisha come up to New York and actually help us, and she helped close the books there. So, you know, there are a number of elements there. First of all, I think you have to have people who really respect the process. You have to have a manager who has been in place and a manager who has gone through this process a number of times. You have to have LSB members and staff members working together and adhering to the timeline. And you have to have, sometimes you have a special individual there who just really rides and makes it happen. And I know Alberto Luera was really instrumental in terms of on the national board trying to drive the process. I'm sure Teresa or you guys can tell me if he played the same role here. So that's what it takes. You know, it takes someone to step up.
A good, knowledgeable treasurer, basically, because Alberto knew. Okay.
Well, she just said a good, knowledgeable business manager.
Business manager, thank you.
Well,
right.
Well, you also need a treasurer who knows accounting. That helps a lot.
Well, you have to have a treasurer who you have to be able to work. Everyone has to work together to make this, to drive this process.
Yes.
So the entire LSB, or just the finance committee of the LSB?
For KPFT?
Yeah.
Well, we can let some of the KPFT people.
Yeah, go
tell
ahead,
us.
Jessica.
What I was going to say is there actually the treasurer didn't have as much to do with it as much as the finance committee, and someone did the hard work a long time ago is what it looked like to me. They sat down, they saw what expenses were, and then the projected amount to raise that we need for so many months, and that hard work was already done, so a lot of the groundwork was already laid for us. So it was easier. Once somebody can do that hard work once, and then the next year it's easier to come back and say, hey, this is what we did, and this is how it worked. I don't know, Bill, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, I've been on the budget committee ever since I've been on our LSB, and one thing we try to do is go over the budget early. It's really critical, and you need to. And we don't always do it really well either. But you know, people on the LSB who care need to look at every line item and understand what they mean, because some of the things aren't real clear what it includes. And so, people that have questions need to come up with a list of questions and get those answered by your GM and our business manager in advance, so that there's a time to get any proposed changes in. We don't always do that as well as we should. And last year there was some confusion about in some of the meetings getting those questions answered. And you know, our business manager couldn't come to some of the meetings, for example. That really slowed things down. And so there were still some frustrations even at the end. We ended up having a whole meeting, a special LSB meeting, I think in June or July, just to cover questions on the budget. So that helped some. Still didn't get all the questions resolved. But
if I might say something, you know, as the chair of the National Finance Committee for the last year and the treasurer of KPFK for the 2 years before that, you know, I have to concur with, if you don't have good business management and you don't have it coming from staff, because they're the ones who have to first generate the budget, it doesn't matter what we do to chew on it later at the LSB. I mean, it's why we don't have an approved budget out of KPFK. We had a complete boycott of participation on the part of management for the entire last year and a half. We haven't had a single management person attend a single finance committee in well over a year. Now, we've got an interim general manager, but we have a business manager who's never come to a finance meeting either. I mean, we have absolute zero participation from management, and, you know, and the budget was 4, 5, 6 months late coming out of management, and then it was completely messed up. I mean, just like not even accurate in terms of like, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars off per line item, you know, just wrong stuff in the wrong category. And that took many more months for them to finally fix it 2 months after the new fiscal year. So having a good treasurer is excellent, but when we can't pry anything out of the business office and we can't get a budget, there's nothing for the LSB to review, you know. And literally we brought a broken budget to the LSB.
Then you get LaVarne.
Well, we've been working on it. I mean, we, LaVarne and I and our treasurer, I mean, man, we put in hours on the phone. So I'm just saying it does start with the staff and management. You got to have people bringing forward budgets so that the LSB has something to critique and send back and correct. Otherwise, we end up where we're at, where we don't have a budget. So,
yeah, I think the most critical thing is that you have the finance committee and staff working together as a unit and
yes.
understanding that that this is about, you know, the foundation. And it's also about, you know, where we're going as a foundation and, you know, and what we are projecting and in the whole arena of not-for-profit fundraising and results. And the only way we can improve our own financial picture is by working together as a group and understanding, just going through some of these, this little package here, you can just use this as a checklist. And you know, and that's what you have to do. You know, we have to, as Arlene has said, you know, we have to rededicate ourselves to the mission and not to the and not to things that do not contribute to the mission.
More questions?
Question, yeah. Does all of the stations have the standard information in terms of the process?
Yes.
And the deadlines, dates?
Yeah,
stuff?
We have okay. a National Finance Committee, and the budget timeline's given out back in March. Mm-hmm. And this budget timeline, we have been using this like for the last, since I was on the board. But that's when, you know, we developed a lot of that. And so it's known. It's out there. It's just and the other thing, you know, as Arlene pointed out also, you know, we have not had we've had interim general managers, and usually it's a person who works within the organization. And it's really difficult for one of your peers to step up to the level of management, and it's hard on the person, and it's hard in terms of like being able to knowing that your job is there to do, and you're doing another job at the same time. So, you know, what we have to do is like whatever happened. What we need to do is just to Arlene made the point that the consolidated budget, which you'll have a copy of, we'll send that. We'll have this on this little flash. You know, we just need to pass that, although they did not pass the KPFK budget. But, you know, we need to get that done and rededicate ourselves to going through this process, using it for the best for the foundation. Yes?
I don't know if Mike's on. Okay, great. I'd like to compliment KPFT in the excellent execution of the proper procedures for creating and monitoring the budget. Yeah. It's excellent. And my question is, from the viewpoint of management, CFO, who at the station, what's the hierarchy of responsibility for the budget? Because sometimes we have an absent or interim general manager, and in the future we may have an absent or interim business manager.
Well, I think the ultimate responsibility is the general manager, because that person is the person who's responsible to keeping the budget, keep spending under budget, to really look at his or her processes, to look at what the department heads are doing, and that should be part of their, you know, their performance of review is how that well they perform against that budget. And that they will have, they need to really schedule a monthly review. Now, I know KPFT reviews their results, and I know Dwayne Bradley does review those with his department heads and with the business manager. So they are really on top of it, and he's on top of spending. So it's really the general manager's responsibility, I believe.
Okay, just one follow-up on that. if rather than waiting for the end of the year when a budget, or the appropriate time in September when a budget does or doesn't arrive from the station up to finance at National, is there any procedure for National to monitor and intercede at a station level if they're not getting, if the budget work isn't being done, let's say on a quarterly or biannual basis, to say Station X is not doing their budget work, and we're going to intercede, and I'm going to go past the general manager, talk to the business manager, or do something so that we don't have a calamity or a chaos at the end of the year. It's too late now, because if you haven't been actually, if you haven't been monitoring it on a regular basis, at least quarterly, it's very difficult to have any confidence in what shows up at the end of the year.
In some cases, at one of the stations, the treasurer just stepped, working with the national office, he just stepped in and got the budget process going, and delivered the budget. Now, this was actually KPFA, and he actually developed this budget, working with the national office, we've given him the information, and he developed the budget, which he laid before, which he reviewed with the National Finance Committee. Now, Tracy probably can give a little more information on the development of the KPFA budget and how it was really done.
So underneath the bylaws that allow the PNB or this was management
It was the local treasurer working with the national office in terms of getting the KPFA budget done.
Right, allowing the treasurer which is a local station board position, a governance position,
right,
to get into local management to assist and develop the budget.
Well, yeah. The reason why is that there was not a budget, I'm constantly pressing all the time, but you look at the bylaws and it says it's the responsibility of the LSB. It's right here. I have it noted on one of this responsibility of the LSB to review the budget, and the finance committee, which is composed of governance, to help marshal, to set out the timeline, and try to press to get this information in. So, but going forward, Ken, what I'm saying is that each one of you have a responsibility. I also have a little sheet here for you to sign, and I want to know if you feel that you have a better understanding of budgeting, if you have a better understanding of what you think you need to do. You have been given an assignment. The next meeting, I want each one of you to bring your budget for 2012, your draft budget.
Okay, thank you, LaVarne. Renee has a question, and then Bill, and then Afia. Go ahead, Renee. Oh.
Yeah. One of the challenges we had at One of the challenges we had at PFW was working with the template, and I guess the template was done on a national level, but each station has its own sort of particularities in terms of the categories. And in terms of, one, how we get technical assistance in sort of adjusting there, are you the proper person to go to, or is there somebody else that we should be going to?
You can go through me, and that's what we've done. We have the person who initially generated this template was one of the assistant controllers or the FP&A manager, Efren. And then actually we had the interim, when I was there, we had Bertold Reimers, who's now the general manager of WBAI. He actually worked with the template and so that it would work within a station, which was WBAI. So he's really familiar, and he also used the template or created the consolidation of the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So if there are any changes, you can come to me and we will sit there and we will make those changes. So the other important thing in terms of the template is that you have to have a tool to create these numbers. And if you just look through KPFTs, if you just go in and look through each one of those items, you don't need to do it now, you will see that if there's a flow, and that if you put this information in, you just put in the numbers, the information for your station, and it will roll up. These numbers will transfer over to that other sheet, and it will roll up your budget.
Okay. My other follow-up question is, in terms of impact on the member stations of not having their budgets completed beyond the management problem, is impact in terms of our relationship with Pacifica, what happens when your budget isn't approved?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite understand.
If our budget was not approved on the national level, though it was approved on the local level, and I'm just trying to figure out, is there an impact on us at WPFW because Pacifica?
No, it was approved. Your budget was approved.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wasn't at first?
Pardon. It took a long time. It took about 4 months from the time it got brought to National Finance
It was approved. That, again, with this template, the purpose of the template is to be able to consolidate the budget so that you can get see what the national, what the total position is for the foundation.
Okay.
So, and that's why we use this, and then you can just put the numbers in and it, and you, everything you
okay, great.
Pulls together.
Got it.
Yeah. So, you know, if you want to ask more questions, I'm available to everyone.
Thank you.
We can go over in detail. The KPFT budget is I like to use that as an example, not only because I'm here, but because they do an excellent job. But again, they have done it, like Jessica said, a number of years, and it takes practice. But it also takes, the dedication of each one of the people that, what the task is and to perform that task.
Lavarne, we've only got a few more minutes on this topic, but we have Bill and Afia both are on the stack. So if we can take those two questions, then we'll move on with the agenda.
Thank you for Lavarne. I'm a great believer in finding solutions rather than blame, and I'm not trying to blame anybody in this room, but we, as you were pointing out, we have the ultimate responsibility for making sure the budgets are done. And here we are 5 months into the fiscal year, and we don't have the budgets approved. And I think it's a real serious failure of us, or of last year's board, which, of course, I was also on. So I guess the question is, what do we do? I'm not necessarily trying to blame. I've heard blame, like the KPFK especially, we've got. It's the latest. I mean, it was the last one, and we still don't have a budget for them. And, I've heard LSBs blaming the GMs and business managers, and them blaming LSBs and the PNB, and we're all blaming each other. What do we do, the PNB, to make sure we can get all our budgets approved by the end of this fiscal year or 1st of October or something, some first week in October?
Well, first of all the budgets are approved except KPFK. There is a vote not to approve the KPFK budget. But on a national level, I have to have a consolidated budget. Now, unlike when I took the job as an interim CFO in January 2009, there was no consolidated budget. The numbers that they had, they said there was a hole in the budget. So, therefore, one station was told they did not have to contribute to central services. And so, therefore, the national office had actually a budget with like a $400,000 deficit in it. So, we do have a consolidated budget. We have been fine-tuning a couple of them because we on the radio archives we passed that budget, but also the Pacifica Radio Archives expect the stations to purchase product, and we did not have a forecast from some of the stations on what they plan to purchase. So we in budgeting you just look at the prior year.
Good. Can I interrupt? I guess my question was, what can and should the PNB do?
Well,
even if other people aren't doing what they should be doing.
Okay, let me say again. I've given you the steps in order to what to do for budgeting. They're here. I've given you an assignment. The next in-person meeting, I want to see a draft budget from each one of your stations, from each one of you, to show that you've been talking with staff, finance, and that you have a draft budget. So if that's in May, if that's in June, that's your assignment. So if you want me to go through each one of the steps for each one of the stations, I don't think I could do that by talking today and tomorrow for 8 hours straight. But I can try to help you offline to tell you where we think there is a problem and where perhaps we can address it, a number of us.
Afia and then Nia. And I'll take up some of this tomorrow when I have my little presentation from finance. So, Andrea will be after Nia. Go ahead, Afia.
Well, it seems to me that, excuse me, that a more specific question is who's getting paid to do what, and failing to do it, who's responsible for holding them accountable and for relieving them of those positions. And it seems to me that given the fact that the ultimate function of the PMB is to ensure the financial health of the foundation through its two primary employees, at least the two employees that we supervise directly, the ED and to a lesser degree the CFO, why are we not saying to the ED that the CFO is not getting the information required for us to meet our obligations, and therefore those people need to be relieved of those positions all the way down the chain. This is not, you know, this is just because foundation is a part of the name doesn't mean that it's guaranteed employment or a source of patronage to our friends, neighbors, and partners. So I think that we're remiss in our responsibilities to the extent that we do not apply pressure to the executive director to make sure that the CFO has the information that she needs, that the general managers are making sure she has the information that she needs in order for us to fulfill our legal responsibilities. And I'd like to know more specifically what those pressure points are.
Even in this package that I pulled together from an online site, you know, it's the business manager's responsibility to pull together and get that budget, and then so ultimately, I mean, the business manager does the work, and then the general manager has to deliver that, and so the role of the LSB, you know, ideally is that. A person on the finance committee on the LSB should have some type of finance background. So, and if you've worked in a finance environment, that would really help a lot, because then you'll know what process is. You know what to, you know what a successful finance organization looks like. So, you know, that's the most critical thing, is to have someone who brings something to the table, and they know that that's the way you have to get things done. The business manager is the one who works, you know, working with the general manager, but it's the business manager to get in there, get that template, work it up, get all the information in, working with the general manager who's like making sure that her direct reports are getting information to the business manager. So that's where it lies.
If I may, with all due courtesy, I think the problem that we're all identifying is not really the lack of expertise on the part of volunteer treasurers or finance committee members, but the inability to get the appropriate flow of information and productivity from the paid staff at the local level that would facilitate this. I'm the one who got the budget the year before done at KPFK by working with the national office because we couldn't get it locally. I just didn't happen to birth the budget this year because it was even more messed up. So Nia is next, and then Andrea.
Yeah, I think if Fia said what I was going to say, although I would have nuanced it a little bit. I'm being honest. I would have nuanced it a little bit better than that.
There's so much confusion here because people don't speak the truth.
Well, I speak the truth, but I try to do it in a very kind way. I think that is more effective. Yeah. It didn't work for me, so maybe you're onto something. The thing is, I was going to say that I don't think, well, let me speak for myself, that I would not want to commit to having a copy of this budget, you know, for you, LaVarn, by March, because that is not...
It's like May or June.
May or June.
Oh, no, not March.
We're supposed to have an
That's the beginning of the process in March.
You said the beginning.
If I may, I will distribute to everyone the timeline that the National Finance Committee has, which basically the process is supposed to start in March, but it didn't this year. You know.
Okay. So I didn't hear incorrectly, right? Okay.
No, you didn't. Yeah.
Okay. I can't see, but I think I hear.
You heard right.
Because it is ultimately the board's responsibility to approve the budget. But AFIA is absolutely right. It is up to the paid staff, including management. If it's not being done, then the two members of management for the foundation, that is correct. That's your responsibility to make sure that it gets done, and then we get the finished product, and then we decide to approve it or not to approve it. But to ask us to be responsible by bringing it here, well, you know, to be perfectly honest with you, there's word that some people, I can speak for myself, in working in stations and elsewhere, they're not even supposed to even speak to me. So I don't see how I would be able to accomplish that feat. That would be a little difficult for me personally. I don't know about anybody else. So, but just overall, I think that is not our role, is to go and, you know, get somebody to bring it here. It is the role of the two members of management. By whatever means necessary, you need to get it done and then bring it to us. Mm-hmm. So I do agree with the fee. I still say I would nuance it.
Thank you, Nia. Andrea and then Kathy.
You raised another question, Nia, too. I'm concerned about the process and that we're all on the same page, and thank you, Summer, for saying that you'll get the specific outline, because that's really key. But when you were saying, Nia, that you can't speak to some people, and could you talk to me? Yeah, and see, because the GM doesn't, are you saying like the GM doesn't report to us? Is that what you're talking about too?
No, the GM,
see, because that's good for everybody to know that we could go to some people and not others in the station. And what is the process, and how do we get it through? If we get bogged down on something, do we jump over all of that, go to the CFO and say, could you unbog some areas? So can I
just say something?
Yeah.
You know, I think you know, this general topic is very important. It's very important that a person in these positions are able to work with people who have interpersonal skills. You know, you just cannot put a person in a position who has zero interpersonal skills, who cannot work with people. You're just asking for more problems. So, you know, where we have to start, wherever we are now, whatever the likes, dislikes, because, I mean, I walk in a room and people, like, turn their head when they see me. So, you know, it's like what we have to do is start right now saying, look, you know, we're going to leave all that stuff outside the door. When we come together, we're going to be adults, and we have to get this done. It is important for the foundation. So if each one of us commit to being an adult, commit to in terms of very important for me, this budget. And when I say to have the budget, you know, I'm saying is that for you to help the process to move along, there is a budget timeline. When we have our National Finance Committee when we have our first meeting, we will go through that. So what I'm saying is that the requirement is to have this draft budget. So I think that on each one of these calls that we have, conference calls, I think each one of us should report, okay, this is the status in my station as far as the budget. Either there's nothing going on or there is.
Thank you. Kathy, and then Kimmery, and then Alex. And then we need to move on from this topic so that we keep our timeline.
I appreciate what LaVarne is asking each of us to do as members of this PNB, because we are all also members of our LSBs, and our general managers, certainly in New York, is a at-large member of the LSB. So there is a communication there, and I think if we could go back to, for me personally, go back to New York, if we could commit ourselves to making a report to our LSBs that this is something we want to engage in and begin the conversation of the budget now and begin talking to the general manager now about what's being asked of us. And, you know, it's really just a question of addressing the issue, and it would actually be very nice to have something constructive to do at the local level where very little constructive activity takes place. So I think it would be useful to engage in this conversation with the general managers, ask for a report of the business manager to the local station board, and just let everybody know that we want to do it different this year. I don't think it has to be a hostile takeover where a couple of LSB members demand to see the books. And, you know, it doesn't have to be done in a hostile way. It could be done in a very professional way in which everybody comes to understand that this is how we're going to be doing things as we move forward. And to me, it seems very doable if we do it in a cooperation with each other. It can be done.
Thank you, Kat. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Kimmery and then Alex.
Morning. Morning.
Hey, roommate.
And thanks to my thanks to my hotel room buzzer for not buzzing me and getting me down here after standing in the lobby this morning till 5 o'clock talking about you don't have a room to stay in. So, good morning, folks. I think we are woke now and back into the swing of something that I wanted to say in reference to management and them reporting. Being on the WPFW LSB for the last 3 years and seeming to have a stalemate dealing with management coming to you to report things that you need in person. One of my esteemed board members had spoke about that last board meeting that we hadn't seen our interim GM for a while just to give us an update. These are people that get paid. Mm-hmm. We are volunteers. We are volunteer Pacifica National Board. Mm-hmm. We take a risk to get into planes to get here to come here to serve Pacifica. To see the survival of Pacifica. We tend to be and speaking of budgets and because of money, the main thing that comes on my mind is the LAWSUITS issues that we continue to have within Pacifica that keeps us a stranglehold. It keeps our budgeting at a stranglehold because what can you budget if you don't have money? If you don't have money, where's your money going to? If you don't have a management that's willing to come and talk to you, then why is that management in place? And if that management is in place, then we need to take care of it at the national level of relieving that management of its positions or putting people in place that are, this is a people operation. And we can't get our people to come and sit and talk with us for 3 years. I haven't seen our finance person. We've asked. We've knocked. We've emailed. There's always I want to just get past the LSB. And we are the final people that see these things. But then we see them when it's pushed in our face, we have people on our board that are intelligent finance people. But then there wants to be the back and forth. I don't like this person. This person's this or that. You can't get anything accomplished. I don't care if you're in a 5 management people organization or 2 people working together. If you can't collide in the same room under the same sun of the Heavenly Father that puts us here on this planet, it's not going to work. And that's where I see what's going on with Pacifica right now is nothing. Here we go. It took me a good while to decide to even come back to the PNB, okay? Because, one, I'm tired of lawsuits, been a part of Pacifica for 30 years, but we still cannot get the water off the boat to keep this thing afloat because we are steadily, consistently in debt. Consistently, and it starts from the top. Just like last year, when the auditor said, and somebody asked, "Who is responsible?" The PNB is responsible, but it still comes down to the management. You can't just put people in place because you like them. We can't operate like that no more. We have to be able to operate on the standards of people that are put in place in positions because they are qualified to the survival of the Pacifica Foundation. If not, we're going to be talking about the same thing in June. Budget's not being accomplished, and the water's still on the boat, and we're still trying to get the same water off, and it's still. You know, so my thing is, we just really, as the people at the top, have to make sure that these folks do their job, that they are, that they're required to come to the LSB and give us our reports. We're not asking for you to come in there every month, but at least when folks come in and they ask for these budgets. I mean, Campbell Johnson, he's a finance person on our board. People don't want to deal with him because he's stern about the finances. Oh, no, he's stern about the survival of the finances. And people, they just want to, they want to fight him because he wants to know what's going on with the money. And as soon as you ask money, nobody wants to come and talk about it. And this for 3 years. I mean, when I got elected, I said, at least I'm going to get on the board and some things are going to happen. But for 3 years, we have yet, and the same guy is at WPFW. We have, all we're just asking is to come and give us a report. And we can't get it. So,
can I respond?
Oh, you can always respond, LeVar. Okay. Yeah, yeah. We're gonna take maybe, yeah, I'd say, just like 5-10 more minutes, and then just let everybody ask their questions.
What I want to say is, you know, kind of what I said before. Well, first I want to say with WPFW, you know, the staff there, the staff has taken it really seriously in terms of the financial position, are the dire in terms of fundraising for WPFW. And again, you know, what had happened was that your transmitter was down. You know, if you ask for money and only two people are listening, you're only going to get maybe one of those people to contribute. So you had that. But the staff, the paid staff responded by actually they cut their wages by 50%. And this is the union, and also the staff, also, I'm not sure the percentage, but also the staff cut their wages. So, you know, the PFW stepped up to the plate because, you know, like up until like maybe, I guess it was 3 years ago at the time of the gala, you know, PFW just ran smoothly. You know, you had expected revenues, you had expected expenses, you produced a surplus. And then the scalar thing happened, and then unfortunate things happened with the transmitter in terms, and that happened because there had not been maintenance. So, you know, this is when we talk about budgeting, this is what you look for. But again, let me get back to whatever it was when we came in this room. It does not have to be that way when we walk out. So all of us have to, again, and when you're working with people, you have to have the interpersonal skills to work with these people. Now, some people are just obstinate. But in other cases, if you don't have the interpersonal skills, you know, it's like Michael said, you have to look at the woman in the mirror. You know, don't throw it back on the other person. You got to say, what did I do to not make that happen? It's not always the other person's fault. So, again, we should walk out of here rededicated to the fact when I see you again in person. And frankly, we don't have the funds to have an in-person meeting next month. I know that's, hopefully that's not news to anyone here. But I would like to see the draft budget. I still ask for that. So I really, really, PFW, let me say also, you know, I know this is a bad word, but most of the programmers are volunteer, including Mr. Orendorf, who just spoke. And this is Pacifica, this is community radio, and this is what, you know, the listeners. And we've talked about Arbitrons. I haven't looked at them lately because they did not have the funds to get them. But in the past, WPFW, Arbitrons, whatever they mean to people here, have always been higher than the other stations. So, you know, congratulations to PFW. And what I would ask each one of you here to rededicate yourself and to look in the mirror in terms of how you can work with the staff to get the stuff done. And, you know, and we can work one-on-one. We're working with, you have a new manager, full-time manager at PFW, John Hughes. So we believe that concerns that you're having will be addressed. That, you know, there were, because also the person who you were speaking about was doing double duty, as both business manager and interim general manager. So, but, and I know you were talking about 3 years. I'm talking about over the last 6 months. Okay, I hear what you're saying. But you know, we, again, you have to look at the woman in the mirror. And before you start saying that, you know, this person or blaming someone else, and when we leave out of here today, again, I would like everyone to say that, you know, I'm going to do my part. I'm not going to blame the other person. If I can't work with this person, maybe I'm not the person to do the work. Maybe I should pass it to another person on the board.
Thank you, Laverne. We're going to take, I've got Alex, and then I've got Campbell, and I've got Jessica, and I want to try, if you could keep your responses just a little limited also, because we've only got 20 minutes till we break for lunch, and I know that there had been a desire that was overlooked when we were going over board responsibilities just to cover a couple things that got left out, so if we have time for that, that would be nice before lunch. But let's go ahead, Alex, and then Campbell, and then Jessica.
Okay, I just have a few thoughts on this. We have, the budget process is very complicated. It's complicated to begin with under the best of circumstances. It's even more complicated in Pacifica because of the peculiar structure of our foundation and what the bylaws dictate how this process works. It's basically a collaboration between management, both at the local and national level, and the boards, and the boards are both the local and the national board and the National Finance Committee. So there's a lot of cooks creating this broth, and you can have a breakdown at many steps in this process. But one could argue that this could be streamlined. I know most corporations, nonprofit and profit, basically the budgets are created by management, and the boards just rubber stamp them, basically, you know, if they get involved at all in that process. That's certainly not the situation in Pacifica, and we just have to be able to acknowledge that and understand what our responsibilities are. One of the areas of breakdown, and others have mentioned this already, many. Is sometimes there's a lack of communication between some people in management and some of the people on the boards that are responsible for doing part of the budget, either the local station board treasurer or one of the directors or members of the National Finance Committee. We have to acknowledge that's been a problem. The reaction to it, however, should not be looking for people to blame, but to assess the situation objectively, to reach out to look at what your own individual interpersonal relationship is with the person you're trying to get some information from. If there really is a standoffish or an unwillingness to communicate from someone in a managerial position who should be able to provide you with some information or work with you, then that is a problem that has to be taken to a higher level in management and, if necessary, to the board as a whole. There is an evaluation process that this board is mandated to undertake of the CFO and of the executive director every year. And in turn, the executive director is involved in an evaluation process of each of the general managers every year. So all this has to be taken into account. Every board member has a right to have, in a respectful and responsible manner, communication with management as to budget issues and as well as many other issues. Every LSB treasurer has that right. If that's not happening, and if that's not happening in, in a cooperative atmosphere, then that should be reported. That should be reported to the executive director and should be reported to the board. And we should not. Now, there's two ways you can err on this thing. You can either go overboard and you know, there's always going to be possible errors in communication and so on. No one is perfect in their interpersonal skills. So I don't think we want to fly off the handle when someone doesn't get back to you in an email in a day or two. But on the other hand, we shouldn't simply tolerate someone who's stonewalling us when we're trying to get information as board members. So this is just stuff that we have to keep in mind if we're going to have these budget processes work.
Thank you, Alex. I'm sorry, Campbell, and then Jessica, and then.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I wasn't going to comment during this part at all because there's a lot that is, I think, of grave concern here, and what our auditors informed us of insofar as the going concern alert that we've received, I think above any narrative that we tend to receive, you know, this is a bottom line issue. And I think that one of the things in terms of reports that we receive at these meetings, when we receive a report on our financial status, it should either be approved or it should be at least received, not just a narrative that goes into the ether. The second thing that I want to mention, in particular with regard to WPFW, and I'm on the board there, I was treasurer last year, or last time around, and as treasurer, I sought to be involved in the budget process. However, this was not forthcoming despite my direct request to CFO, despite requests directly to the interim GM. This was not forthcoming. I think I brought something to the table insofar as having been a bank controller and EVP of a national development finance firm. I also want to indicate something that we received when we voted on the budget this year. We received a comparison of the budget for this year projected with the budget for last year.
So did we.
This is a violation of the bylaws. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be budget versus actual. Okay, let me calm it down. That's just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And then we hear the cuts that everybody's proclaiming about people taking half salary. Two people did not take any cuts whatsoever. Two of the highest paid people did not take any cuts whatsoever. Okay, I don't want to go into that in further depth, but I think this was inappropriate. And what we were told about was that, oh, the discussions are being held with the union. Mm-hmm. But that was about the people who were cut, not the other folks. Okay, and I think that there was an unfortunate cooperation of some of one or more of our board members with staff to accomplish this. The other thing I want to just mention here is that in regard to the template that I think was an excellent thing to come about for Pacifica and helped us deal with the idea of having actual revenues, provable revenues, and not just pies in the sky, but provable revenues. Unfortunately, our staff person who's involved in this function still doesn't understand how to do it. There has been, if you read our audits for the past 3 years I'm familiar with, a requirement for training, national office training, staff training in terms of the finances, Great Plains General Ledger training, the budget template training, MEMSIS training. These things somehow haven't taken place, but yet we go on and continue to arrange the chairs on the deck of the Titanic. And I don't think that that's getting us too far. There are two things, the solutions. I recommend it, and I hope the board will act on this time. Six standing rules, which include approving the CFO reports, okay? But these standing rules are things that the board can do in and amongst itself. The second thing is in regard to securing an outside auditor. You know that if you've ever been involved in a business turnaround, you need to get at the expenses, and you need somebody with a clear eye and without any vested interests or compromised position to do that for you. Mm-hmm. So this, in this regard, we need to have an outside auditor. Interestingly enough, our general counsel just shared with me that we may be able to get this covered under policies that we currently have outstanding, at least for a significant amount that this might cost us. Mm-hmm. If we begin to act on this now, I think we can have somebody in place by May 2nd, and we can be really working to turn things around and provide the kind of foundation, governance, and leadership that our membership and the people who we are concerned about across the country deserve and need. Thank you so much, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Campbell.
So just quickly, our auditor has recommended that we have an internal auditor to address a lot of our concerns, and so that's in the document. And I will not speak to salaries or any personnel issues on open mic like this. I think that's very inappropriate.
Well, I was going to say that when we get to executive session, and you're up next, Jessica, but just as a matter of housekeeping, I think there are deeper issues to be discussed in terms of our budgetary situations, which involve personnel, and yes, they should not be brought up here in an open session. But when we get to the executive session agenda, then I'm just saying we shouldn't discuss any of these matters. I certainly have my opinions that are quite strongly stated at many times regarding these matters. So I think that when we get to the executive session agenda, we should carve out a little time for a little honest discussion of our accounting departments and budgets and where those impact on personnel, but we can't really discuss those here. So when we get there, let's all just make some time for it because this is really critical. So, I'm not upset with anybody. I'm just saying we're not going to like neglect to discuss these things because I certainly have a lot more to say than I've said this morning or than I'll be free to say tomorrow in open session either. Jessica, you're next, please. And then we are, I believe the person with lunch came and went for a moment. I sure hope some of it's vegetarian because I can't eat the breakfast that was served this morning because it wasn't. Anyway, Jessica, you're up next, please.
I think what I hear more along, what I'm hearing is how do we do this? KPFT's done this. How do we do this now? First of all, my main problem is that we are an all-volunteer station at KPFT except for the few that are paid, and I want people that come to the to the organization with that in mind. There are Gandhi-like people out there who are not in this for anything other than because it's the right thing to do for me. So I think we do have some people that are in it for maybe something other than that, and maybe that should be reviewed. These budgets and budgeting in general can be handled by a single mom. Doesn't have to go through a financial or a treasurer. You don't have to. I mean, if you've ever taken care of your own bills, this is I think where we started out. A lot of our things, while you're doing the audit, you still have to pay the bills. So it can be done. And I think that in the past, our history is what's biting us. When you get that information and you divulge it or use it in ways that can be seen or used in some other negative way, the management is not going to be that willing to give that over again 3 years later just because my experience, I just joined the board, I want to see it. I have no clue that 5 years ago it was used in some, I don't know, mass email, I don't know. I've seen and heard and read lots of things, so I would invite a lot of people to maybe let's start this, flip this over, where you come with we're a partner to the management as opposed to let me see your books. And the way you say it, the way you word it, and just not attacking management in a sense, because we have that going on a lot of times here. And I just found that it works out better when you get the history. What is it that's holding you back? Why won't you give us this information? Instead of coming up with that. And, you know, we just need to start over with a new plan or strategy. The plan of attack has not worked before, and now they're even more hesitant to give over the information. And the last thing I'd like to say about that is, you know, there's time to do this. It can be worked out. A lot of the work can be done between meetings, on phone calls. So I don't feel the urgency or the pressure more than I do with fundraising. I think a lot of our answers are in fundraising and surplus money that we can just make in one event. So I don't know if that helps out to get the pressure off. But this can be handled. I just think that it shouldn't be handled the way it was handled before, where we tell management what they're going to do. I think we tell them what we need. And then we ask them what they need, and it comes becomes a partnership instead of a magnifying glass or an inquisition.
Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jessica.
And Lydia?
Yes, and I think that it's important to remind people that we are a California corporation, and California in relation to nonprofits is extremely open as opposed to other states. In California, you have to open up everything. So every time you do something, and I think management needs to be clear about that, that those books and those records need to be able to be seen by anyone, because that is what California requires. Nonprofits are an open book. And there's a real clampdown on nonprofits because of the hiding from their own boards and so on and so forth. So it shouldn't require a director's inspection, and management needs to be clear that this is who we are. We are an open nonprofit. What we do should be able to be inspected by everyone, and we need to be really conscientious about that. And now our tax forms require all kinds of things that it didn't used to before. I mean, I have work on two nonprofits, so, you know, this is my third, actually. So anyway, so I would just remind everyone, and that I think the other stations from other states need to become better educated about what those California regulations are in relation to nonprofit transparency.
Thank you, Lydia. Okay, colleagues, we are at 4 minutes to the noon lunch break, so I don't think we can really entertain additional subjects. There is one brief thing that was left out of the responsibilities of boards of directors, and Bo Sophia and Bill Crozier were the, I believe, the co-chairs of the personnel committee this last year. So if Sophia could say something briefly, and Bill, regarding a couple of additional responsibilities, that shouldn't take very long, and then I'll go check on, see if we got some food happening here. Yes. Oh, he's during the executive session after lunch. Oh, yeah. That's why that wasn't on the agenda. That's a separate agenda, and then we'll take up any other little meaty matters we should be discussing in an executive session. So go ahead, Afia, please.
I would call your attention to page 22 and 23 of the bylaws, and which specifically sets out the responsibility of both the executive director and of the CFO. And most importantly for these purposes, our obligation to make sure that those responsibilities set out for the executive director and CFO are carried out. And it's on the basis of that that we fulfill our responsibility, our legal obligation, as well as our moral obligation to maintain the health and well-being of Pacifica. I would point out that that the in section 7. Under Offices of the Foundation, and again, page 22 is at the bottom of page 22, and the but it's on page 22 in the bylaws book that's been distributed among us.
I think it varies from
the separate part. Can you just go ahead and read it?
Okay. The president of the foundation shall be referred to as the, quote, unquote, executive director. The executive director shall be the general manager, chief executive officer, and chief administrator of the foundation. She or he shall be selected, supervised, and discharged by the board. In addition, her performance will also be subject to annual evaluation by each LSB, which may make a recommendation to the board. Section B, subject to the control of the board, the executive director shall have general supervision, direction, and control of the business and the offices of the foundation, and the primary responsibility for implementing the directives, decisions, and policies of the foundation and the board pertaining to administration, personnel, programming, financing, and public relations. The executive director shall generally promote, coordinate, and supervise the mission of the foundation and shall have such powers and perform such duties as may be delegated or assigned by him or her by the board. Now, we've just expended a great deal of time talking about accountability, staff accountability. The bylaws are very clear about who's responsible for making sure that paid staff is in fact accountable, and who reports to whom, and what our responsibility is in that chain of command. I think that we do ourselves a disservice, and we contribute to the destruction of this institution to the extent that we fail to realize and meet those objectives. Now, there was, over the past year, we did put together an evaluative process, going through the entire process without commenting on its sensitivity, sensibility, or accuracy. We did initiate and go through the entire cycle, and that was in large measure due to Bill Crozier and his technological abilities, as well as the other members of the Personnel Committee, Nia, Rico, Marcel, and Joe Wanzala. excuse me. So Bill will take some time to talk about what that process was, because we are the ones who are responsible for that. And having gotten it done on going through a full cycle 1 year, we need to make sure that we, in fact, do that again and that we are mindful of the fact that it's our responsibility to make sure that the duties and responsibilities of the ED and the CFO are, in fact, performed. Okay. CFO, which is Section 9. The chief financial officer shall keep and maintain, or cause to be kept and maintained, adequate and correct books and records of account of the properties and business transactions of the foundation, including accounts of its assets, liabilities, receipts, disbursements, gains, losses, capital, and retained earnings. The books of account shall be open at all reasonable times to inspection by any director upon demand. I'm going to read that again. The books of account shall be open at all reasonable times to inspection by any director upon demand. Section B, or paragraph B. The chief financial officer shall cause to be deposited all monies and other valuables in the name and to the credit of the foundation with such depositories as may be designated by the board. That's us. She or he shall cause the funds of the foundation to be disbursed as she or he may be properly directed from time to time. Shall render to the executive director and the board, that's us, an account of all of his or her transactions as chief financial officer and of the financial condition of the foundation whenever requested, and shall have other such powers and perform other such duties as may be prescribed by the board or the bylaws. So every time it refers to the board, that's us, whether we're talking about the CFO or the ED. And to the extent that we fail to function as a board is the extent to which we fail to legally comply with our responsibilities.
Thank you, Afia. Okay, Bill, go ahead and say something about the process that was undertaken, and then we're going to break for lunch, everybody, okay? I'm going to make sure we've got some lunch to break for, okay?
Okay, well, I'll be brief.
Is there
It's there? Okay, thank you. It's okay. Go ahead.
I'll brief you. Thank you, Afia. I guess one of the things we're kind of hinting at is that we sort of didn't quite finish the job of the personnel committee last year. There was a lot of time involved in getting the surveys done to collect information from the national board and the national staff and GMs and business managers and so on performance of our ED and CFO. We got all that collected. We got that to the PNB in time before the old PNB finished, you know, in January. But we really didn't. We had problems getting quorum and things like that. And so we're kind of passing this off to the next personnel committee in the PNB. But we really do need, I think, to do a better review. They deserve feedback and discussion on their job performance, how to improve, what's needed. And we need to find out from them what we as a board need to do to support them, too. So yeah. I'm just kind of suggesting we pass it along to personnel committee. If you're interested in being on that committee, we do need people who can commit to some time so we can finish that.
Thank you. And I wanted to say one final thing on that. You know, one of the requirements of the law is not to just evaluate people's performance. It's to evaluate their compensation. That's what the law says is the duty of the board. And it's nothing. I mean, it's no big deal. It's just something we've got to make sure we do. It's one of those, you know, piece of housekeeping every year. We're supposed to evaluate the compensation that we give our ED and our CFO. So. Oh. Well, just as long as we evaluate. So, and we were all passed out this budgeting 101 that we participated this morning, and it has a little place to, if you are interested in any specific issues, that you can give back to the CFO. So if everyone would sign that and highlight anything you want to know about in particular and give that back to her, that would be helpful. And after we come back from lunch, we're going to go into executive session, and I realized I didn't give a chance this morning for everybody to sort of do the little meet and greet and say, hi, this is who I am, this is where I come from, this is what I do. So when we go to open session this evening, we're going to do that, you know, and just have a few minutes to get to know each other a little bit more, okay? So anyway, let's break for lunch and, you know, take a few minutes to digest. Thank you.
Can I make a real quick just announcement? Yeah.
Of course. We are supposed to be back in, is it an hour? Yeah, my God, has civilized a whole hour.
Just in recognizing Black History Month, we have, one of them stepped out. We had a couple of people who really were leaders in the civil rights movement here in the Houston area and other places in the 60s. Cliff Smith's one of them back there. He's one of our programmers. Esther King was here earlier. Is he still here? Okay, if he comes back, talk to him when you get a chance. And
thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Here's the question. Could we leave our computers here? Is this room going to be secure?
We're going to lock it? Okay, good. So Everybody just keep your spots and let's go eat and chat. And you know, I don't know. I can kind of smell food. It smells meaty from here. If they lock the room, we can leave everything in here. But oh, are we moving? Oh, because we're going to executive session, we're going to go to the next meeting. Yeah. All right. Pack up your goodies, everybody.